Your attention here in the Jim Hunter Media Center. We are now joined by the race-winning team for the 36th annual Sports Clips Haircuts VFW 200. And that is driver Brad Keselowski of the number 22 Snap-on Ford and crew chief Brian Wilson. We will now open the floor for questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start with Jacob and work our way around.
It's Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport Magazine. Brad, one and then a follow-up. First, when you got the lead there as Ross and Kevin got together, what's going through your mind as you see them crash into the outside and you darted low and just got through there, it looked like?
Yeah, just got through there is the right way of putting it. But I'm sorry, is it Justin?
Jacob.
Yeah, Jacob just got through there. And we had a good little battle going there for the lead between the three of us. And, you know, you hated to race that hard, but the race was on the line and we were in the last stage and everybody was going for it and I went for it and it, like Kevin went for it and Ross was going for it and it just, you know, all came together there. You could see it kind of coming, but it was a tough battle and I'm glad we came out on top. Sometimes you don't come out on top, right? So it makes you appreciate the times you do. And yeah, they got together, looked like a little bit off of two. I couldn't exactly tell what happened. There was a lap car in the whole thing there, and so I saw him, you know, just make a little contact, and I was trying to make a run to pass both of them, and next thing I knew, I was underneath him, and then it looked like Kevin was spinning, and I was trying to get away from him, and I don't know how much I missed him by, but it couldn't have been much, so glad to make it through that. That was certainly a key moment to the race, and we were able to survive and move on and bring it on home from there.
Okay, when you were going through that battle, and the one time you were racing with Ross, what did you see out of him today, finally being in a top flight ride? What did you see in that battle for the lead with Ross that really impressed you?
He's just driving with a lot of heart, not really making any mistakes. He's certainly earned the opportunity and showing the grit that's needed to make the most of it.
Go next to Bob and then to Christian.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Ross drove for you, so you know him a little bit. I mean, do you feel like he did enough today to earn more opportunities? Harvick insinuated that hooking him at the end would turn people off.
I didn't see that part there, so I couldn't speak to it. But, I mean, I don't know how you can not like seeing a guy go fast. You know, at the end of the day, that's one of the, you know, the backbones of the sport. It's just being able to go fast, and he can go fast, and that's a big part. The rest, you know, he hope comes with it. You know, I can appreciate his work ethic to make the most out of his opportunities.
Next to Christian.
Christian Cooley, frontstretch.com. Brad, Ross has drove for you in the past, as Bob noted. You know, he got to race against you up front, and, you know, he's normally not up front with you guys. Is there anybody else in the field that you kind of like to see get the opportunity that Ross has been given?
Yeah, I mean, how do you pick one? There's a lot of great drivers out there, and from the local level to the Xfinity level, truck level, and even in the Cup level that, you know, probably have never had an opportunity in elite equipment. And, you know, it would be interesting to see what they could do. Sorry, my brain's a little frazzled. As soon as I get out of here, I'll have a great answer for that one. But, yeah, there's a lot of great drivers, and I don't know how you pick just one. And I look at the truck and Xfinity level, and, you know, I think Ben Rhodes does a great job. I look at the Xfinity level, and Ross is probably the highest performing guy for the level of his equipment. And, I'm sure there's a few more in there, but it's just so hard to tell. I've been in those shoes too.
Go to the gentleman in the black, and then up here to Scott.
James Jackson, ESPN Radio, Albuquerque, and the New Mexico Motorsports Report. Brad, to bring this back to you, you just won your first race at Darlington. How does that? What does that mean to you, and how can you carry this momentum over to tomorrow night's race?
It means a lot to me. This has been a track where, you know, I started my career very well with the Cup car here and had some great runs. And then the last, you know, half dozen races I think I've ran here have gone quite awful. So, you know, I'm trying to figure out why that is. And running this race certainly helps. Gives me a lot of confidence and direction to know what to work on, to be better, and to know what to work on with the car and what to work on with me. So I'm proud and thankful for the opportunity to drive for a team that has fast race cars and can bring it all together at the end with the pit stops and adjustments and all those things it takes. because it takes both. But it's nice to be able to check this track off, like you said. And I think I have one track left on the active circuit with Sonoma, and I'm hungry to win there.
Scott, then McKinney.
Brad, Scott Chansey with the Morning News in Florence. So you were here in 2015. You talked about a dog you just got. How's that dog doing?
Great. Great. She travels like a jerk, but she's great at home. But, yeah, I love my dog. That's good.
You bought it back in 2015 about this time, didn't you?
Yeah, maybe a year before that. But, yeah, I like dogs. Is PETA in the room? I'd like to hear that, right? Dogs are friends. Man's best friend. Sometimes you need a friend. I've made plenty of enemies.
I'm going to go to my friend Kenny Bruce right here.
Kenny Bruce with KennyBruce.net. For both you guys, is Darlington that much harder to win here? Is it that much harder to win here at this track?
Go ahead, Brian. I've taken all the answers. You get one.
I mean, for Team Penske, it has been. It's been one of them we've wanted to get for a long time. We've struggled here, whether it was on the Cup side. When I was working as a race engineer with Brad, there were a few races we were close and just couldn't get it done. And then, you know, there have been more races where we've just been off and just haven't been able to find what we needed. So, even on the Xfinity Series, it's been up and down, and we've really searched around quite a bit trying to hit on something that would make us competitive here. So this is really a validating and, you know, pretty incredible bucket list type of win.
For sure. And, you know, to bring this one home, and I can't state it, you know, enough, gives me a lot of confidence for knowing what I need to work on the Cup level, Kenny.
Go next to Chris, and then to the back, and to John.
Yeah, Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. Brad, just wondering how your Cup car is, and do you feel like that you have an opportunity to maybe sweep the weekend?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. You know, the Cup car was pretty similar to the Xfinity car in qualifying, and kind of we've had the same approach to the weekend between the two, to maybe not run the fastest laps in practice but be good in the race. But I think in general we've been a little bit more competitive with the Xfinity car than we have the Cup car. And we'll see if we can find the speed. I think we have the right, you know, setup and balance approach to be fast. But we'll have to see what shows up tomorrow. I haven't seen any, but, you know, it can come every week, and I try to carry a level of optimism.
John?
John Haverland, ESPN Albuquerque. For Brad, a lot of drivers have told me that the Xfinity cars are actually a lot hotter than the Cup cars when they race.
Yes, yes.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe your crew chief might be better for this question. Do you have any idea why that might be?
Go ahead.
Honestly, we've been searching all year. Every one of the drivers in our cars have been talking about it. You know, I don't feel like there's anything too different that we've been doing. Maybe it has something to do with the flange fit cars and the way we're running those. Maybe it has to do with the airflow, the way we have it coming into the cars. But you know, there's not a whole lot different from years in the past setup-wise. You know, we're not controlling the splitter any better and sealing the car off any better than the Cup car. So it's definitely something we've been working on. We've gotten it a little bit better to where, you know, beginning of the year we had some drivers saying we were burning their feet off, but we're not there, but we're definitely not where we need to be.
If I had to, you know, make a guess, it would be all the restrictor plates make the engine run so hot. But there's a lot smarter people than me than that, so we'll have to see.
Any additional questions for our race-winning team? Let's go to Greg.
I won't forget you. Go ahead, Greg.
Greg Engel, Auto Week. That being said about being hotter in the car, how do you prepare for tomorrow? What are you going to do tonight? Because tomorrow you're going to be in a hot car yet again.
Drink lots of water. You know, that's about all you can do is try to stay hydrated and try to recover and I had a great beer in Victor Lane, but it's water and Powerade from here to try to get ready. This is, you know, year over year probably the toughest race. You know, Labor Day weekend's generally very hot. South Carolina's like another country hot. And you put those two together with a long race, and you've got a really one heck of a trifecta of pain in the race cars. So with that in mind, that's why we're, you know, professional race car drivers. It's everyone would say that's why we make the big bucks, is to be able to take the heat, and we'll have to man up and be ready for the challenge.
We'll wrap up here with Dominic.
Dominic Aragona with the Racing Experts. Might have touched on it, but was just curious. Obviously a big difference between the Xfinity and Cup Series cars, but is there anything specific you learned from today's race that you can apply to tomorrow?
Yeah, I think, you know, in general, I've really struggled to get my cup car to work well in the high lane in 3 and 4. And, you know, I've been trying different techniques, and I hadn't found anything. And then I got in this car, and it just clicked right away. So that tells me that it's not probably something I'm doing. It's something I got to figure out how to communicate back to the cup team to get the car right. Somebody else had a question right here.
Mike?
Mike Neff, FrenchStretch.com. Thank you very much. I mentioned this to Larson earlier, and he said he didn't really care about it, so I thought I would get your opinion of it.
Okay.
The folks up at the U.S. Open tennis tournament were rather upset and felt they should shorten their matches because it was so unfair for them to be on a surface that was 109 degrees for their matches. Did you ever think about inviting one of them down to spend 4 hours in thermal underwear and a fire suit at 140 degrees in a car?
Yeah, but I know where that would go next is they'd invite me to play tennis with them. And that's not going to end well. So, you know, that's the problem with being in a sport where you wear a helmet and you're in a car is people can't see your pain. So I just feel like I'd get embarrassed more than they would. So I'll stay away from that one. Although I do like tennis, but I'm good enough to get embarrassed.
Well, gentlemen, congratulations on the victory today, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, guys.